This is my favorite part. Where they drop the beat in the background.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Then it's just them singing. Oh.
Let it breathe.
Oh. Come on, man. One, two, a one, two, three. Oh, I love it. It's Brandy, by the way, with the I Wanna Be Down on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Oh my goodness.
No.
Even if we expose them now to this music,
they will ask you, can I make a TikTok to it?
Or they'll probably ask you, can I point fingers and do it and
get seizures. No, you can't.
Damn it, you can't.
It's a heart and soul thing, right?
Just relax, calm down. Aim is not to sweat. 8:37. Let's talk what happened throughout the week with the headlines.
This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
Getting right into it, we are joined by David Bishop right now. He is the editor, the boss of all bosses in future media. How are you doing today, David?
No, actually, I wouldn't want to be the boss of all bosses. Imagine the stress.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It's a lot. It's a lot on your shoulders. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm all right, thanks. And you guys?
We are great. So what has been happening this week? What stood out for you?
I suppose the biggest thing to me is this. There's a lot of debate going on, and quite rightly so, internationally now. So we know that the... I call it homemade. It's not quite homemade, but it looks like it's homemade. I mean, it's controlled by basically a generic Xbox controller. The submarine that was going down to visit
the Titanic.
Yeah, and it's gone missing. And
oh, snap!
So, I mean, they've basically got just hours of oxygen left. And the rescue efforts are continuing. They're trying to find the five people on board. This thing. Now, obviously, these five people are very wealthy people because they managed to pay to go on this submersible, to go down and visit the Titanic. A tech journalist was involved with this thing a couple of, like, 5 months ago or something like that.
And, all right.
And he's been tweeting about... when he was involved in this demonstration thing back then, the sub went missing for like 5 hours.
Oh, wow.
So, and like nobody did any, there were no alarm bells. Like, you know,
that went off. Maybe we shouldn't even pursue this ever.
It wasn't tethered. People saying that James Cameron, Avatar, the Titanic director.
I wouldn't know any keyword.
He's got a
he's
sub.
He's the film guy.
He's got a sub. He went down in the sub to go and see Titanic and everything. But there are all sorts of things that they were saying. Like, his sub was tethered.
Yeah.
So you had, like, not a rope, but, I mean, basically you have a rope.
Yeah.
So that you can't lose the thing. There's no regulation. When you start reading about this, like, I could build a submarine if I wanted to and take it out. There's no kind of regulation, and I could take people out in my submarine. But
like, what about this, the laws of the country in terms of now the what do you call it, the sea, the ocean, like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's open water.
Like, which part?
It's out in international waters that they've taken the sub. But you'd think, yes, the sub should have been sort of registered in the country, but it just appears that there's no sort of regulations around these sorts of things. So anyway, Canadian aircraft is searching. They've detected intermittent banging noises from the vicinity of its last known location, according to the U.S. Coast Guard. So they're not so sure. Obviously, they don't know where it is, and it's a race against time now. But the debate that has been raised, and quite rightly so, is the amount of airtime that this submarine is getting. With five people on board, mind you. Whereas just earlier this week, hundreds of people died in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Because the boat they were on
capsized.
Was turned back.
Yeah.
Wasn't allowed to land. Was overloaded. Sure. I mean, obviously, it's not just one person's fault. The traffickers, the people who pay to help migrants.
To get to the other side,
to
basically.
Get to the other side. But again, you know, you don't climb on an overloaded boat with hundreds of migrants because you're planning on going on a sightseeing trip. You know, you're not running away from your country because you just want a good time. And so there's this debate again. And you know, from a news perspective, yes, there are all of the other dimensions to it. You know, dog bites man, not news. Man bites dog, news. You know, and have we become inured to people dying in the Mediterranean? Has it become like, you know, oh, well, it just happens.
It just
happens. Whereas like five rich people in a submarine is new. It's different. So yes, you can understand that side of it, that like it's unique. It doesn't happen all the time. Whereas unfortunately,
with the migrant situation, migrant it's something that we read about a lot. Yeah.
And it has been happening for a long time. But it also brings in the sort of idea of, you know, where is the, let's call it the Western media, where is their focus? Where is their bias? You know, is it because these are
their people,
not brown people?
Yeah, that,
you know, it's call a spade a spade.
Of course.
So are they then giving the submarine more airtime than the migrants' death because of their inherent bias? It was interesting. I wasn't away. I was away from here. I was sitting at home. I didn't get to go to Bonn in Germany, unfortunately, but I got to participate in the DW Global Media Summit. And there, one of the journalists there, who is a remarkable, and I want to go and find her books and read everything she's ever written. She just seems like such a remarkable person. But she was basically saying, and it makes so much sense, that we talk about objectivity in the news. And I mean, I agree. There's no such thing as true objectivity. Nobody can be truly objective. Everybody has some inherent biases. It's good if you can recognize them and if you can work on them. But she was saying, like, the news has never been objective. It always had this sort of bias, but we never saw it in the past because we didn't have diversity.
And now that
we're starting to bring diversity in, we're realizing, wait a minute, you can't just report on the rich people in the submarine. You have to report on the migrants that are drowning as well. And you have to find a way, as much as, like we said, the one is this unique situation that doesn't happen every day, but we need to find a way of how do we give them equal
as much airtime as well, if you will. Yeah.
How do we not dehumanize the people drowning while humanizing the people in the submarine?
I actually did read that one of the guys was actually an investor in the submarine. One of the friends of Hamish, the guy on board as well. He actually wanted his funds back. He asked for a refund. But then the guys decided to just ignore him and go ahead without him because of safety concerns. I mean,
yeah, there's a whole element on social media where, you know, people are sort of, and I mean, I'll jokingly also support the orcas knocking down the rich people's yachts or whatever.
Of course.
But relishing in the death of these five people is also not something you should do.
No, absolutely.
You know, and there is, unfortunately, this whole side of Twitter coming, well, you know, eat the rich. We don't care because they're rich, so they deserve to die. And no, nobody deserves to die. One of the elements and one of the things I did see was like people sort of saying, you know, when you rocked up and saw this fiberglass homemade submarine that's being controlled by a generic Xbox controller, did you not kind of go like, I'm playing it home.
Not even that, I'm just not investing in it.
I tell you what, David, before we end this conversation, I think there should be a hashtag.
What should the hashtag be, NSK?
Bring back our submarine.
Bring back our submarine.
I'm so sorry.
You know what?
I'm so sorry.
It was
getting philosophical. I was getting to the point of why I lie awake at night. Now we've got bring back my submarine.
Do you know what? Something that I really wanted to touch on very quickly, partner. I know that we're running out of time. It was the dog situation in Rehoboth, hey? So we had a conversation with the lady, the owner of the dog that was actually killed and slaughtered and so forth. And she, the one thing that stood out for me was when they actually were directed to this house where people just know this is what they actually do and want. And when they came to confront those people and ask them if they had seen our dog, they were busy eating it and the remains were just there and they were laughing at them. Do we have have any updates in terms of that story?
Especially the two suspects.
Yeah, we haven't really had many updates on that. Obviously, that one's also taken on a life of its own on social media. I get into trouble for, you know, wanting to look at different sides of stories. You know, I love my dogs as much as anyone, and I'd hate for that to happen to my dogs. But, you know, where we're living in a position where there is so much desperation that people, you know, are perhaps, I mean, I'm not saying these people did it because they were starving, you know, maybe they had ulterior motives or whatever, but, you know, I'm not thinking people are going out. It's not like going and having fine dining if you're stealing and eating a dog. There's a petition going around, you know, stop the slaughter, which, you know, I agree with 100%, but would it not be more beneficial to start a petition for a basic income grant or for everyone to be uplifted so that nobody needs to resort to things
Speaking
like this.
Speaking of income grants,
who
was the guy in the parliament that put on the table that
dollars.
We need to get $1 million?
Yeah.
David
million
Bishop,
for everyone.
If you had to get $1 million, what would you do with the money today?
We're struggling with inflation as it is. Imagine if everyone was just suddenly spending.
We just
their
want our money,
dollars.
David.
Everyone
no, we want
millions.
Our money.
Don't
think
us.
About it. Just spend it.
Just spend it. Inflation, what? Bank of Namibia, what?
We'll stress about it later.
No way. We'll stress about it later. Just give me the milli and we will worry about it next
Do you know what I would actually do? I would start those Ponzi schemes. That obviously get, I know later on you'll be like, it's illegal. But I'll get my money because there are people who will fall for it all the time.
Cousin Bira is watching
you. Yeah, he's going.